Few musicians have stood at the top of their field longer than pianist Ahmad Jamal. For more than 7 decades, he's been a solo artist of rare distinction in jazz. On Friday, he dropped a pair of archival albums. Nate Chenin from member station WRTI has this review.
With a style both sophisticated and sanctified, Ahmad Jamal is known for his artful use of space in music and a dramatic sense of tension and release. He's been an inspiration to peers like Miles Davis and countless others since, including scores of hip-hop fans who know him through a few iconic samples of his work. Jamal himself is now 92. His active touring days are probably behind him. His most recent studio album was The Exquisite Ballads, which arrived late in 2019 on the cusp of pandemic stillness. But in the quiet of these last few years, he had time to take stock of his career. He told me that one surprising source of light came from some music he made in the mid-60s at The Penthouse, a noted Seattle club.
Charlie Puzo's place. He kept an orderly room. You couldn't make noise. You were out of there if you didn't pay attention to the music. And it was one of my most enjoyable places to work, venues. I never thought in terms of them unearthing these recordings, though. These were broadcasts we did. And I never dreamed of it happening. 59 years later, here comes Zev Feldman with this idea.
Zev Feldman is a record producer who has become synonymous with the discovery of archival gems. He formed a new label imprint, Jazz Detective, in order to release these forgotten Ahmad Jamal recordings, now titled Emerald City Nights, Live at the Penthouse. They're out in 2 volumes, one covering the years 1963 and 64, and the other spanning 65 and 66. Together, they capture a jazz master at a dynamic peak, leading a succession of trios with a light touch but absolute command. Jamal prefers to call live albums remote recordings, and they play an outsized role in the pianist's career. His album At the Pershing, But Not For Me, was released nearly 65 years ago. It spent more than 100 weeks on the Billboard chart and has become a cornerstone of the jazz canon. It's one reason that Jamal should be considered a key architect of the piano trio. But when I made that suggestion, he pushed back.
I don't like the word that much, and I want to think in terms of ensemble. Either I've worked in small ensembles or large ensembles. I work with orchestras, and I grew up in orchestras. So I think orchestrally. So it's very difficult for me to relate to the term trio. Small ensemble or large ensemble, that's what I do.
The music bears out his point. More than almost anyone you can name, Jamal expresses an orchestral sensibility at the piano, whether he's playing at a whisper or a rumble. Emerald City Nights is a reminder of just how magnetically he could embody that idea. These albums are a welcome grace note in a distinguished career, though Jamal is predisposed not to think that way, even now.
Well, you know, I'm not sweet 16 anymore, Nate. I was 92 July 2nd, so I'm not 92 plus and growing. And when you reach my age, you reflect on a lot of things. You reflect on what you haven't done. And sometimes there's sadness, but you can't go back. You have to accept what is.
That notion of living in the moment with an awareness of what's come before is, in many ways, the spirit of jazz. It resides in these recordings from nearly 60 years ago, pointing firmly toward a future we now inhabit, with Jamal still here to show the way. Thank you. NPR News, I'm Nate Chenette.